We are starting a series of shiurim on Shah Kavanot Drush Pesach. We are on Drush Aleph, Be'in and Pesach V'Yitziat Mitzrayim. Says the Arizal, Hine, Noda Masha Amu Chazal, Ki Otam Adorot Rishonot, Dor Enosh, Dor Aflaga, Sivkul Atashchina Lemala Berakia, Shivii Mechamat Avonotam. That's how he's introducing the subject to us, that at the beginning of times, when he had the Dor Enosh, the Dor Flaga, the Dor Mabul, and also the Dor Sedom Va'amora, all of them were not doing the Ratzon Hashem, and the Shekhinah, which was there at the time, was being pushed up, and we know that there are seven heavens, and the Shekhinah was pushed up every single time to a different heaven. So you had seven different generations, and due to the Avonot, they were pushed up. So you have the first, you have the Chet of Cain. So the first Avera, the major Avera, which pushed the Shekhinah up, was the generation of Adam HaRishon. The second generation was Cain, pushed it up to a second part of the Rekia. Dor Enosh was the third generation, pushed it up to the third level. Dor Mabul pushed up the Shekhinah up to the fourth level. Dor Aflaga pushed up the Shekhinah up to the fifth level. And Sodom Va'amora pushed it up to the sixth level. And the Dor of Mitzrayim, in the times of Avraham Avinu, pushed it up. And that means Avraham Avinu, that was when the Galut Mitzrayim started. That's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told them about how his children are going to go down to Mitzrayim. That was pushed up. That situation was pushed up. When he said Bama Eda, was pushed up to the seventh level. So the Shekhinah was really, really pushed up very, very far from us. And the Ariza continues. Bida. Ki Yisrael ayu be'oto ador shel shibud Mitzrayim afilu b'chinat otam nitzot shel keri. שהוציא אדם ראשון באותם 130 שנה עד שלא נולד שט כמו שאמרנו. This is very, very interesting. Very interesting. This is something we weren't taught in Cheder. So he says as follows, that after maybe quote you a Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Yudchet Amud Bet, famous Gemara speaks of Adam Rishon, that after the Chet of Adam Rishon, he was Polish from his wife. He was doing tshuva for 130 years. Imagine, that's quite an intense tshuva that he did, because he realized the ramifications of the Chet of Achilat, the Achilat Etzadat, and the ramification of what happened to all the later generations due to that. Unfortunately, due to this Afrasha from his wife, there was Hotzatz Keri that happened. And the Gemara says, isn't Adam HaRishon a chassid? Right? Wasn't he a very, very dedicated person to Hashem? Devoted to Hashem completely, and he knew that Hotzat Zera is a terrible act. And it implies creating negative entities around a person, and creating negativity all around. So the Gemara answers, it's true. He was a big chassid, and he knew exactly the ramifications of Hotzat Zer Levatala. But nevertheless, it was honest. It wasn't due to him. It was maybe chalom, whatever. But it wasn't of his doing b'mezid. It was only b'honest. And the Gemara says, Afal Pikein, due to that, that created a tremendous, tremendous kilkul in the later generations. It created all these different spiritual entities that didn't have any bodies. Floating entities, that's keri. Keri is the pshat that you're creating neshamas, and without a isha, which is a kli, in order to contain these neshamas, therefore you have neshamas flying about with no kli, with no gufim. That was the generation of the Mitzrayim, of the Mitzrim. They culminate over there, and then they were fixed over there. But from Adam HaRishon, you had all these nitzutzim, all this keri, which will create with these neshamas floating around from all these generations, seven generations, until they finally got down to Mitzrayim, which they had the final tikkun in order to enter into the gufim. And that really, be'etzin, that is the sod of Mitzrayim. That's why, you know, all the Rishonim ask, what did they deserve to such tremendous punishment? And that's going to be answered by this drush, with the yesod of this Hosos Keri of Adam Rishon. Let's continue. Ve'achekach, says Arizal. Achekach bo gilgul b'doa mabul. Then there was doa mabul came after that. Lechena yugam he mashchitim zar'am ala ares. They also continue after Adam Rishon's episode of the Keri. Also, they continue exactly the same chet. Ke'ein ashorish asher misham notzcho v'chotzvo ad shenimucho. They had them in them because they came from that. They came from Otzot's Keri, and so they continue being Moti Keri until they were melted away. The Doa Mabul were completely annulled. They were completely destroyed from the Mabul. וזה מה שאמר כתוב יהיה השם כי רבה רעת אדם בארץ. And he saw the evil that was created. What does it mean by the evil? ונודע כי הקרי נקרא רע. Because we know קרי is considered to be bad. How do we know? והמוצי נקרא רע. And the person who's מוצי the קרי is also called רע. כמו שאמר כתוב והי ער בכור, so ער, right? That was the son of Yehuda. בכור יהודה Ra b'enei Hashem. Why? Because he was supposed to marry Dvora, do the yibum of the daughter of his son. Sorry, right? That means the daughter-in-law of Yehuda. She lost her husband. He was supposed to do the yibum. And what happened was is that he was motzi levatala, and he did not conceive any zera over there. And therefore, the pasuk says that he's considered a ra b'enei Hashem. So you see, a moti levatala is called a ra, an evil person. V'ksiv oy l'rasha ra, v'ksiv lo yigaru ra, k'nidrash v'sefer zo. V'nimsa, ki ha'doa hu ayu mamash ra'at hadam. This was the worst part of the aspect of Adam. Hayadu hu ke'adam rishon. The pasuk says ra'at hadam. This was the badness of Adam. Now, what is that referring to? It says that the Rizal, Ra'at Adam, who's the Adam? That means Adam Rishon. He's the one who started this. V'zeh ma she'amar ha'ketuv, emche et ha'adam asher barati. I will melt away, destroy the Adam which I created. Who's that referring to? That's referring to Adam Rishon, Atzmo, shenivra lidei Hashem izbar shemo. He wanted to get rid of them because they came out again without a zivug. Rather, they came out by themselves, and therefore he wanted me'emchet to destroy them completely. Then these keri came back again in the doa aflaga. Vayered Hashem lirot et ha'ir, that Hashem came down to see the tour of Babel. And what did he see? Et ha'migdal asher bonu b'nei ha'adam. B'nei ha'adam. And he saw that the b'nei ha'adam were building him. Banoi de adam kadma'a v'aven. And what is the thing? He came down and saw the b'nei ha'adam. Again, another reference to the flaw that generation were created, and then they wanted to start their own religion, taking Hashem out of the picture. They're building this big Bet HaMikdash of their own without Hashem's intervention. And that all that flaw in understanding, that was created from the B'nei Ha'adam. Who's the Ha'adam? That's Adam Kadmon. A reference again from this imperfection and the Aver of Adam Kadmon. Be'otzot zera, I should say. It was be'ones. Lachen yikru b'nei ha'adam l'ramez ki hayu tipot keri. They came, that entire generation came from the tipot keri of Adam Rishon. Because they were created from the Bnei Ha'adam, which is without any nukva. V'gam az hosifu lachtoa od limrod be'elyon, aval lo ayu be'otam avon arishon shal hashchat zera k'dor amudbar. They weren't as bad in the hashchat zera avera, but rather they were doing other things which were quite terrible, therefore they were destroyed. They were spread out in all different parts of the world. V'tzarish deida ke'inan anishamot hem ke'inyan azahav. Now he's explaining to you a general rule. Now it's very interesting that the person's soul, he compares it to a diamond or a piece of gold which is in the ground. Now the process is as follows: כשמוציאים אותו, הוא מלא תינוף וסיגים דבר שלא יושאר ולו תואר זהב לו ולא הדר. עד שהתחכם הצורף להגות ציגים מכסף פעם אחרי פעם, זיכוך אחרי זיכוך, לא ראה זה כראה זה, בכל זיכוך מזכך לאט לאט, עד אשר כל הציגים נפרדים מהזהב, והרכה ניכר היא אותו זהב. So what's the process? The process is you take out, you mine gold, which is a precious element, and what do you see? It's dirty, it doesn't shine, it doesn't look very nice, and the mitzaref, which is the person mining, what does he have to do? He has to wash it, he has to purify it, he has to sometimes burn off the impurities, and it's a long process, which happens over a long period of time, and at the end you have a shining piece of gold in your hand, but it's a long and difficult process. וכן הנה בנשמות כי חטאו של אדם ראשון נתערב דבר טוב רע ובפרט מצוות האלו של קרת שנולד ב-130 שנים. The exact same thing is with the neshama of a person. Neshama of the person is exactly the way it is by a piece of gold, that first you have to dig into it and you have to purify the soul, and those are the yesurim that a person has to go through, which is a very difficult process, a long lifetime of yesurim and to mekabel, and that is again you purify the kadosh was purifying the nefesh, the neshama and the goof through this process of yesurim that a person has to go through in this lifetime in order to enable him to go into the next olam haba, the next dimension when he's completely purified. Kevan is by its lane of drush shchivat alayla v'kiat shema shel amita ki nitzot hakeri hem chashuvot meod v'kedushot. The keri, the nitzutzos of the keri are very very choshev. We see that they build neshamas. They build neshamas. Ela shehotziam hotziim umitaravim biklipot. But they are, as soon as they come out from a person, they are enveloped by a negative entity which tries to zap them, tries to take them for themselves. V'tzirichim birur acha birur litakinam. Therefore, our job is to remove this klipa, the grasps of this evil entity grabbing onto these very holy nitzutzos, and to remove them and to rectify. Va'al der ze ayu ele nitzutzot holchot v'nitkanot le'ad le'ad ad shehitchilu litakem v'lirot b'chinat zahav shebehem ze haya ze v'kol ze וזה היה בדור מצרים. So the final tikkun, the final makeh bepatish, in order to rectify these keri that came originally out from generations, generations from ago from Adam Rishon, we're now going to get the final rectifications in the generation of Mitzrayim. ובזה תבין טעם נכון למה נגזר להם אותו השיבוד הקשה שאין כמו. This will explain the famous question: as what do these poor people deserve to go through such hard enslavement by the hands of the Mitzrim? What did they deserve? Ki keneged ma shechotu b'dor ha'mabul la'ashchit ezaram nigzar aleihem v'kol ha'ben ha'yulad yehu tashlichu. So really, if you look at it in the perspective of reincarnation, So these are reincarnating nitzutzos that did not do what they were supposed to do. These nitzutzos grew into intelligent beings, and instead of rectifying their ways and learning from the past, through the generations of Dor Mabul, they got worse. They had to get completely annihilated. Dor Flaga, again, no rectification. They just kept on doing other silly things. And continue on and on and on and on, was till they were forced in the position where, since they did not take upon themselves to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice but to purify them in the way of Yesurim Noraim. And therefore, Keneged, he says, Masha Chotu B'Dor HaMabul, Lashchid Zaram, Nigzar Le'en, Kol HaBen Yulad, HaYilud, Yoru Tashlichu, they will be thrown in the water. That was against all the avails that they did in the Dor HaMabul. Dugmat Onesh HaMabul Atzmo. V'Keneged Masha Chotu B'Dor HaFlaga, and Keneged what they did, what did they do in Dor HaFlaga? They were serving Avodah Zarah. They would throw the mitzvah, would throw the children and into the mortar and melt them away, and in order to create the bricks in order to build the Egyptian pyramids. So that explains a bit more in Etzcha and Shalom Ted Drush Yud Gimel what this inin is. Again, the Yisod is all in Yisurim, is to matik and to mevare and to metaken all the impurities, all the sigim that were there. Okay, so let's continue. The Omna Eyot Shibud Be'eretz Yisrael. We know that all the neshamot come from what's called the source of the chasadim v'gvuot. And this special shefa, which is called chasadim v'gvuot, they are found in what's called the dat, sfirat dat. Sfirat dat is made up of these two spiritual forces called chasadim v'gvuot. Kisham taloi saw the zivug, because since you have these two elements, the element of chasadim, which is zachar, element of gvot is nekeva, that is a zivug, that is the perfect combination, which is all culminated into the sphere of dat, has both forces. Kemo sha'amar ha'kaduv, Adam yada et chava ishto, he knew, which is the lashon dat, sphere of dat. You need a sphere of dat in order to make a zivug. The ish lo yada'a. V'chein nikra dat lo rod ki misham nimshechu atipa de zivug. Nikra b'lashom yedi'a. The lashom yedi'a is more on dat. That is, and kish lo yada'at, we find in Chazal, that in order to make a zivug, you need dat. Why? What does dat have to do with making a zivug? Because dat is the combination of those two forces which are mezavig in a spiritual sense, and therefore will lead to a material zivug. And therefore, it leads on from here that the whole pagam was in the dats. The whole pagam, this avera that we speak about, the hotzatz keri, which was the siba, which is the fundamental element which created this whole parsha of yitzhak of shibud Mitzrayim, was a pagam in the dats. Was the pagam in the dats? That's the nekuda apinimi of this whole sugya of shibud Mitzrayim. Was because since it was a lack of a zivug between the chasadim and the gvurot, which is zachav and nekeva, because of this lack of zivug, of the proper zivug, and the hotzah of tzad zachav without the nekeva, that created the situation, the matzav of shibud Mitzrayim. Uma gam otam nishamot shel ador ahu shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom kava nitbaya etzlenu ki Moshe hu. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was very much you know, much in the story of Mitzrayim. And what did he have to do with it? It seems to be that Moshe Rabbeinu was up and above what was going on in Mitzrayim. Why is that? Because we know, and explains in Etz Chaim, Shah Lamed Bet, Perek Aleph, and also Shah Gilgulim, the Hagdama Chaf, and Shah Kivonot, Dush Amida, Dush Bet, various different places, that Moshe Rabbeinu was, his Shorosh and Neshama came from the Dats. Dat of Zah. Now, we know that, we just explained that the whole pgam of that whole generation came because of a lack of dat. That means the integration of both the chassadim and gvurah together. That was a common denominator between Moshe Rabbeinu and the generation. They both come from a spirit of dat. Ella shehem yatzu ela klipot tisibat hayot kipot kered b'meah v'shloshim shana kodem shenolad shet. But rather, they came from the original tipot of Adam Rishon before Shet was born. That was happened over 130 years. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu ayam b'bchinat Shet atzmo. But he, Moshe Rabbeinu, came after that. His Shorosh and Neshama actually came from Shet, which was after this whole story of the Keri. Lachen alav itma v'tire oto ki tov hu. That pasuk says, and you look at him, he looked good. What does this mean? Tov hu? Eino kisha tipod ra'ot shel adam rishon b'meah v'shloshim shana ki achre kulam nolad Shet b'demut ketzalmo. אבל האחרים היו בדמות שדים רוחים לילים. לכן אמר משה עליהם ועל הראה בראתי. Moshe Rabbeinu was after the whole parsha of the 130 years of the Hotzatz Keri, which created forms of shedim, ruchim, lilim. That's what the Gemara brings down as well in Eruvin that we quoted early on. He was considered to be bedmut salmo, a complete form with a neshama and a goof, as opposed to the first 130 years of Hotzatz Keri that they only came out as just neshamas without any goofim. V'kivan is ba'azeh, and we explained b'mokam acher b'drush adatz. V'liyot ki kol oto ador hayu b'chinat datz. Since now we established that the entire generation of Mitzrayim were b'chinat datz. V'nuda ki shebechaz v'shalom pogim lemata eze mida v'sfirat elyona. Hine hem gormin akali v'itchazu v'ikach ha'sheva min ha'makor ahu shenifgam. This is a tremendous, tremendous rule, and I have to remember this very, very, very intensely. That the rule is, well, not that, I gotta read it again. Ki kishechaz v'shalom pogim lemata be'eze midah v'sfira lyonena. When a person does an aveir on this world, he doesn't just do an aveir on this world, but rather he's affecting the spiritual. And really, that is the way it goes. We'd say, well, what aveir am I doing, Bechlal? What am I doing? It's like, why is it so bad? What am I doing? What's the difference if I drive on Shabbat or not drive on Shabbat? Well, the truth of the matter is, on itself, there's no problem. If you were not attached to any spiritual entities and spiritual world, there'd be no problem. But the problem is that manifests itself in a negative way in the spiritual world, spiritual realms. By manifesting itself in a negative often, in the spiritual world, it's going to come back at you in a negative way as well. Now, what exactly is happening is that when you are negatively, if that's a word, affecting the spiritual realm, therefore the influence which is caused by that is going to be absorbed by the negative forces. And therefore, you're increasing the amount of ra as opposed to decreasing them or eliminating them, which is the worst thing you can be doing. Increasing the power of ra is the worst thing a person can be doing to himself, because then he's just digging his own grave, basically. The ra is coming back, the Gemara says, he's creating categorim for themselves, accusing angels, which just gets them in trouble. So let's read it again. Liyot ki kol ota ado yibuchinas dat. Ve'noda ki chaz v'shom pugol milmata be'eze midah v'svira eliyona. Hinehem gorumin akali, which is the negative forces, shit'achezu, that they grab on, v'ikachu ha'shefa, they're going to take that shefa, the power which is supposed to be destined in order to empower you, right, and give you spiritual nourishment. You are, instead of giving yourself spiritual nourishment, you are giving them, the other side, that spiritual nourishment. Lachen yodu Yisrael, and this is the main part of this. Therefore, Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, Shem saw the Kali, Hayoshevet b'achoraim shel dat elyon. Therefore, Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. And what does Mitzrayim stand for? They are Sod Kali. They are the negative entity. And where is this negative entity in the spiritual realm? They sit by the Achoraim of the Dat Elyon. So let's be makdim a little bit. We're talking about Za over here. And in Za, you have the 10th Sefirot. So in the Dat Za, you have placed there this negative entity, which is sucking from the spiritual powers what's called the Dat Elyon. That is the Mitzrayim comes from the Metzah, which is the tight part, which is by the Garon, the smallest part. Paru Oref Akashe Ba'achorei Dat. A Paru, if you spell the letters the other way around, is Oref, which is the back of the throat, which is the worst part of the whole Mitzrayim. The strongest Kali, the strongest negativity came from him. And they were able to soak up the Dat Zah, the powerful Dat Zah. That empowered them and soaked up all the power from Klal Yisrael. Okay, good. So I think we'll stop here for now. Mitzvah Shem, we made a good Atchala, and we'll continue next time.